Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save on your car insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone over the next few minutes? Look at pictures your friends ate? Pictures of food your friends ate. I can't do it like old boy. Who's the actor on there? Who's the actor we use? The dude, he was from Whiplash. You know who I'm talking about? Alex, Rob G, Rob Parker. Rob, you the movie.
I'm
and
here.
TV
I don't,
guy.
Don't know who you're talking about.
You know who that
about.
Actor is on the State Farm commercials who says, look at pictures of food your friends ate?
Yeah,
he's
that
from
guy,
Whiplash.
Yeah.
You know
is
I'm
that where?
About.
Okay, I know who you're talking
remember
about.
Remember that
the
movie?
Older guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He does it good. I can't do it like him. But anyway, call 1-888-FARMERS and get yourself a quote.
We are farmers.
Take that for data.
All right, we got Tony Allen. We hope Tony Allen coming on at the bottom of the hour, who took umbrage with Draymond Green calling himself the best defender in NBA history. I got issues with that too. I mean, Draymond's a great defender.
We didn't
defender,
play a minute
on,
in the
bro.
NBA.
Come on,
right?
Bro. Right. Slow down. Rob, quickly before we get, did I tell you I'm leading the Fox Sports Radio bracket?
Yes, you did. Yes, for the eighth time. Yes.
All right, Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr made some comments. Got comfortable. Rob had a little bit of wine, laid back. You know, they're on Zoom. He's chilling, and he gets comfortable with some podcasters. And he says that, hey, you know what? Just between us, I wouldn't say this publicly, but just between us, I enjoyed last year when we were 15 and 50 more than I enjoyed our last season of the dynasty when we, you know, we didn't get there. All we got to the finals and Clay got hurt and KD got hurt and we lost. I enjoyed that more, the losing season. Well, it a podcaster, a Warriors podcaster who NBC Sports tweeted out, hey, Steve Kerr just said on a podcast that he enjoyed last year more than Kevin Durant's final season.
Wow.
Yeah, that's about what KD said. Because he tweeted, he responded. KD hears everything. So he's following Drew Schiller, huh? Apparently. Or somebody sent it to KD. You know, that might have
probably
happened.
You know, right. That. When and out this business.
Because people know he's going to go at it too, Rob.
Most,
you know what I'm saying?
And most people, they do it all the time. They don't read your, like people used to say, like to me, and I know they didn't read the column, Chris, but somebody told them about it. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
and it gets worse that way, right? Yeah, so. KD responded, this is hilarious. It ain't like he went off on Kerr. How dare you, you bum, I won you two times, you know, whatever. He just said, that's hilarious. And Steve Kerr went ballistic. Here he is.
Drew Schiller decided to tweet today that Steve Kerr said he enjoyed last season more than Kevin Durant's last year with the Warriors. That is the furthest thing from the truth. It was a terribly unfair shot. And I know what's going to happen. I know this is going to be taken out and onto the morning shows and people are going to be talking about it. And they're going to use what they think is a quote that is actually something that's completely made up. I'm not happy. It's wrong. We are so thankful for everything that's happened over the years. Throughout our run, we've had so many great moments, great players, and Kevin is celebrated here. You guys all know that. He had an amazing run. We absolutely wish him well. That's why I'm so angry about this, because this is this complete BS.
Rob, look, and I said to you earlier, I don't think Steve Kerr was ripping Kevin Durant in the podcast. I don't think he was taking a shot at KD. I think he was stating what is darn near to obvious. I mean, there was a book written about KD's last year there, how there was tension. Not necessarily KD's fault. It's his right to be a free agent. But, and again, not his fault, but that creates tension. You want to keep him. He's your best player. And you're not sure if he's staying. So everybody's on edge. You're already going for a three-peat. Draymond, you know, he's on edge. It's gold. Just remember what the argument was about? We don't need you anyway. Draymond was thinking about it. Dude, actually, Rob,
how's
we do need
worked
you.
Out?
We
how's
want you.
Out?
You know what I'm saying? Like, but they were on edge about it. So I totally get why that season wasn't enjoyable on a human level. It could have been successful, and it was. They didn't win the championship, but it was successful. But everything going on, not just KD, but that was the biggest part of it. But it wasn't his fault. It just was the situation. And it made things tough. And last year, you know, nobody cared. We've been battling for a championship. We've been on edge every single day for 5 years. Now I get to exhale. You know, I'm not getting fired. I know that. So I can just try to make these dudes better every day. And I think that's what you're saying. But here's my point, though, Rob. I don't think this reminded me of Kyrie. When Kyrie said to KD on a podcast, this is the first time I can look at a dude and say, you know what, a teammate, he can hit that last shot too. And then Kyrie got mad when people said, oh, he was saying he didn't trust LeBron to take the last shot. Okay, you didn't mention his name, but you were talking about him and everybody else you played with. But he's one of the greatest players of all time, so we're going to take it like you meant you didn't think LeBron could hit the shot either. This dude, did he sensationalize to get clicks? Yes. But the essence of what he said wasn't wrong, I don't think.
No, because that was Kevin Durant's right. last season there. Right. I mean, and it just is weird that, you know, a coach who won so much with that guy, and then, like I said, Kevin Durant went out there with an injury, Chris, to help them try to win and wound up getting re-injured. And for some reason, losing it, winning 15, going 15 and 50 was better. I mean, it just, it's a little bit of a slap. You know what I mean? Like, I get the pressure being off. He could have said that, Chris, and then maybe it would have been a little different.
But that's kind of what, I mean, he didn't say pressure, no, he, but you know but what I'm just mean? Saying, he kind of alluded to that, the vibe and all that.
Yeah, but I'm just, I think if what he said was all right, then you wouldn't have to, there would be no pushback. I think that there's, even without mentioning his name, that does come into play. Like you mentioned the LeBron thing. You could say whatever you want. Oh, I finally have somebody I can trust to make the big shot at the end. Well, you play with LeBron. I mean, right? So you're talking about him.
Right.
You are.
Rob, it's like if I went on a podcast and said, you know what? I mean, yeah, the Odd Couple's great and all, but I actually enjoy the days when it's a fill-in the best. And then some people come out, oh, Chris Broussard said he liked, you know, co-hosting with other guys rather than Rob. And I'm like, hold on, I didn't mention Rob. Right. I mean, so that's what this is. And I think Rob is just, Kerr, maybe got too comfortable. Maybe he didn't think KD would hear, which was foolish because KD hears everything. I don't know how KD does it, but he knows every little thing that is said. And Rob, to me, I don't know if you agree or disagree. To me, the only way, because I don't think Kerr was taking a shot. I don't think what he said was harsh or anything like that. But I can get why KD may have taken it that way. And the only way for Kerr to avoid this situation was just not to even talk about it.
Right. No, and you got to admit, Chris, with the other stuff that I brought up earlier, the general manager joking about it at the parade, him not being in that video chronicling all the great players who played for the Warriors. I mean, I just think, like what? Like, it just seemed like it's piling on with that stuff. You know,
if that stuff didn't
happen, Chris, I think it might have been looked at a little differently. Would you agree with that? If he didn't have that angst about the other two things.
Well, like you said, KD's sensitive. I mean, whether we call him sensitive or whatever, he's got rabbit ears. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he would have taken it differently. And again, it's not like he went off. I think it bothered him. But it's not like he went off with a really bombastic quote, you know what I'm saying, and really ripped Kerr. He just said, this is hilarious. And again, I think if you look at it strictly from a basketball perspective, Rob, it is hilarious, right? You enjoy coaching the worst team in the league more than the best team in the league.
Right.
I get that. I'm just saying on a human level, we've all been there. You know what I mean? I understand where Kerr was coming from. Here's the thing, though, Rob, too. I like that Kerr was open and honest. And yeah, we come on here and we talk about it. We laugh about it. We're critical of it. But I like that he was honest. And here's the question. Is he going to continue to be honest with the media? Will he now be like, look, and I feel like, I don't know if Van Gundy would agree with this or not, Jeff Van Gundy. But I was, you know, in New York. You were too when he became the Knicks coach. I wasn't there when he became the coach, but I was there.
I was there as a columnist at Newsday. Matter of fact, I think I told you I had lunch with him one day after practice at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I remember when he, right. And I covered the team when he was the head coach. And so you know this, so correct me if I'm wrong. When Van Gundy first took over the team, I felt like he was very forthright and forthcoming and honest and all that.
He got cynical as he went on.
Right, because how your words can be. You don't, and trust us, look, as journalists, you don't have to change a guy's words. But it's the context you put it in. What you write before his quote and after his quote, that can change the meaning of the quote or the seeming meaning of the quote. And I think Van Gundy saw some of his words were taken out of context or turned into back pages in ways he didn't mean them to be. And then he got, like you said, he got more cynical and less forthcoming. You know what I mean? Right. He was going to start to say what he knew would be the right thing to say, so to speak. And I hope that doesn't happen with Kerr. But if it does, I guess it's hard to blame him, right?
No, I get it. I mean, he probably won't do any more podcasts because he felt like he got burnt, I'm sure. And he's probably reached out to Durant. And right. It's just like, you know, like there was already some eggshells in that relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it really bothered him, because he knows, oh, here we go. I'm going to have to explain this.
Right.
And you just don't want to do it. You just get tired of having to. You can't say anything. We've had it happen on the show. Guys say stuff and then they hear it, or it's put on Twitter, and then all of a sudden it's like, what? Oh, wait a minute.
Right.
Getting flat
I didn't say that. No. But now you know how a guy, remember Charles Barkley said I was misquoted in his autobiography,
right?
Right. Now you know, like, guys really can feel that way, even though they know they weren't misquoted. But you know right. what I'm saying, Rob? Like, the way it looks, they're like, uh-oh. Or even not that, Rob. Even it ain't even sometimes the way it looks. It's the reaction. You know what I mean? Specifically mm-hmm. from a certain person. You know, maybe the person you were talking about. Oh, you got a reaction you didn't expect. You didn't think he'd see it. You know what I mean? That's one thing about our business, Rob. We got to answer for what we say.
Big time.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody sits in their living room, sits in the barber shop, and talks junk, right? About LeBron, about Jordan, about Tom Brady, about whoever. But they don't ever have to answer for it. We have to answer for it. Whether it's a player, a coach, a colleague,
I've been through it a million times. As
right.
a columnist, Chris, at major
yes.
newspapers around the country, I've had guys step to me, you know?
Yep.
But
there's an honor in that, Rob, that we gotta stand behind what we say. And even if it's you admit you were wrong, you apologize, whatever, or you just stand your ground. You know, whatever the case, you gotta stand by what you write and say.
When I teach the class I'm teaching, Introduction into Sports Media, I teach my class, Chris, that if you write something or say something and you can't go to the locker room or to the game the next day,
yep.
you shouldn't write it.
Right.
You shouldn't say it. You know what I mean?
You'll be hiding out. Right.
You can't
right.
do it. If you feel, because you shouldn't, no matter what you say, you shouldn't feel like you have to hide. Am I right? Chris, did you ever write something and go like, oh, I don't want to go to the game. I don't want to see him.
You got to. You got to roll up in there like, yeah. I said it.
I wrote it.
Yeah,
I said it.
Now, I mean, not that you fighting or nothing.
No.
But you know, you got to stand
behind what you don't go to their face.
Yeah.
And
right.
rub it in their face and go, did you read the column
right.
I wrote that
exactly.
you should be fired? You don't do that. But if the guy wants to say something or step to you, you
right.
be you make yourself available.
Exactly.
I'm in the locker room. If you want to walk over to
yep.
me, I'm here.
Sometimes, Rob, what I used to do, and I'm you may have done it too, I would give a guy a heads up. And I didn't write columns. You know, I was a
right,
beat writer.
Right.
But
still,
I would
as a beat
give
writer
a guy
in New
a heads
York,
up.
Would write
yeah.
about, yeah.
Yeah, if hey, I got this story coming out about you. Some people said this and that, you know, kind of, you know, negative, and I just wanted to give you a heads up that it's coming. You know, sometimes it helped, sometimes it didn't, you know,
right.
but, you know, it is what it is. All right, Steve Kerr is not the only Golden State Warrior in the headlines. We'll get into that next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Rob, let's get into this quickly. It's more Warriors talk. And I really like Draymond Green. I'm going to be honest, Rob. I've liked him as a player since Michigan State. I like this game
at
Michigan State.
I've been around Draymond, you know what I mean, in Michigan.
Was he like that? I wasn't ever around him when he was there. Was he like that, like he is now?
No, but I don't know him as a player or like that. He was a great guy. I didn't have any issues with him, but I've been around him a little bit. You know what I mean? Like I said, at functions and parties, not like one-on-one or anything like that. But I've been around him a little bit, and I've always liked him. I just think it seems like it's more and more lately, don't you think?
From him?
Yeah.
Look, I don't think he's purposely doing this. I think it's just who he is. He's positioning himself, Rob, to replace Barkley. Don't you think? I don't know if he's thinking that or not, and I don't think he's doing stuff just to do that. I think this is just his personality. But couldn't you see him being – and a lot of times, look, I'll admit, there are a lot of times you think a player is going to be great on TV, you know what I mean, and he's not. But Draymond has been on there, on that show before inside the NBA.
No, I get it. I don't know if he's going to replace Barkley, but I get,
I mean, whenever Barkley's done, I'm just saying,
I know
like
what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now I'm not saying he'll be as good as Barkley,
right?
But
I get what you're
saying.
He's
that outspoken guy. But I just like this game at Michigan State. I thought he was versatile. You know, big dude, handle it, pass, smart. Like I love this game. I didn't know how it was going to fit in the NBA. But I thought it was nice. But anyway, he's become obviously a really good defender, made 5 all defensive teams in 8 years in the league. But he's won a defensive player of the year award once in 2017. But he's getting a little bit beside himself. This is what he said on Dubs Talk, the podcast.
You know, I can go all around the league and find good defenders. I just don't think any of them are as good as me. I think I'm the best defender to ever play this game in the NBA. My 100%. That's my opinion. You know, when I look at all the facets that make up the defensive side of the ball, I think I'm great in every facet that makes up that side of the ball. And so I think I'm the best defender to ever play in the NBA. And I stand by that. I'll put myself up against anyone.
Here's the thing, Rob, and I think one of Draymond's big arguments for himself that he feels is I can guard 1 through 5. Now, here's what I say to Draymond, and he's a great defender. I don't think he's the best defender ever. Now, who is? Bill Russell, Hakeem Olajuwon, Dennis Rodman. You know, we could talk about a lot of different guys, but
Ben
I would
Wallace
not.
Won four. What did he win? Four,
yeah,
in four, a row?
four straight, or I don't know if it's four straight, but he won 4 defensive player of the year.
I mean,
award.
that ain't
him
easy,
and Dikembe.
Chris.
Right, and Ben was a small, undersized
was
center.
Was an undersized, yes. Do you remember
Shaq.
The shot he blocked Shaq in the finals, Chris?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Ben Wallace blocked a Shaq shot in the finals.
Yep.
Clean.
Yep. I mean, he was a phenomenal defender. Gary Payton, Rob. I wouldn't
say
Gary's the best ever, but he was a great defender. Walt Frazier was a great defender. And here's what I say to Draymond, because again, I bet he uses the one... I can guard 1 through 5. Who else is guarding 1 through 5? Okay, here's what I say, Dre. You can guard 1 through 5 today.
Right.
Because ain't no good 5 men for the most part.
Right.
If you couldn't guard 1 through 5 back in the day. Yeah. Shaq, Alonzo Mourning,
you couldn't
David
do
Robinson, Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing. Come on, man. They would eat your lunch, dude. And that ain't no insult. I mean, it's just you're small and you're not Ben Wallace. So that's the thing, Rob. Dennis Rodman was a phenomenal defender. And then when you throw the rebounding in, Rob, which is a part of defense, the defensive rebounds. Come on. I don't know that. I think I'd take Rodman.
It would be hard to argue. And Rodman, you know, wasn't when he really once he decided – he was just going to be defensive, Chris. I mean,
yeah,
he was unbelievable, and he has the championships to prove it. He did it more than one place. Do you know what I mean? Like he won in the greatest situation where everything was just perfect. You know, like he went to the Bulls and was a great piece of that. He was with the Pistons and the Bad Boys. Was a great piece of that.
Yeah,
it's hard to argue with Rodman. It just is.
Absolutely. And Rob, I don't think he had to do it much because, you know, you had Dumars and Isaiah, and then you had Jordan and Pippen and Ron Harper and all that with the Bulls. But he's a guy I could picture guarding on the wing without question. You know what I mean? He had the athleticism. He had the smarts. He could have done that if he had needed to, and if he really wanted to. But we'll get into it. We got Tony Allen, who was a great defender himself. He and Draymond actually had a little bit of back and forth. He wasn't buying that Draymond's the best defender ever. So we'll get into that with our man Tony. And then, Rob, this is what?
A Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
That's right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He was an NBA champion 6-time. That's one more than Draymond. 6-time all-NBA defensive team. Really a tenacious defender back in his day. An enforcer on the perimeter. Tony Allen. Tony, what up,
Tony,
brother?
What up?
Hey, man, what's the word? What's the word? Thanks for having me again. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I was glad that we were like, is Tony going to come on? He'll come on. Come on. Like, this is great.
I got to come on. I know the hot buzz about. I had to slide on here, man.
Right, and you were one of the best defenders in the league during your career. Do you take umbrage or have a problem even as we know Draymond's a great defender, but did it bother you that he comes out and says he's the best defender ever?
Yeah, you know it did, obviously. You know, considering, you know, the GOAT in my eye, Kobe Bryant, you know, that puts respect on that. You know, he obviously, you know, came out and let it be known what was what. But more
so, you were the toughest guy that defended him, he said.
Yeah, true that. So when you look at stuff like that, you look at, like, man, that ain't nothing you just go out just say. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people that didn't, like, paved the way to even make that defense type of that side look even great or even good. You get what I'm saying? I made it fashionable. You get what I'm saying? And I think me personally, I've been watching a lot of defenders over the years and just watching Rodmans, the Coopers, the, you know, those guys, and just looking at how they affect the game and tried to do it in my size. You see what I'm saying? I had to stick 1, 2, 3, study a lot of film. So, yeah, it'll rub me the wrong way. But more importantly, as far as him, I got to give him his credit, too. You know, he cut from the cloth I'm cut from. Every time I see him play, I see him out there throwing his body out there, ready to get confrontational, ready to disrupt any offense, you know, taking charge of things of that nature. But that's what I know you for. You get what I'm saying? I ain't heard Dirk Nowitzki come out here and say, man, that boy Draymond Green, he was a I ain't heard LaMarcus Aldridge come out and say that boy Draymond Green. No, what his game is already stamped. He a champion. He a DOI. But when you say you the best in the world, like, no, stop it. And this the thing about me and him. Like, I love him to death, and there's no cap. Our career is a little bit the same. You know, we was around Hall of Fame shooters, right, and, you know, scores, and, you know. But this is what I want to ask Draymond, since, you know, I heard him say about that the playoff move they put Bogut on me while I was hurt. We'll get back to that. But listen.
Okay.
I just want to ask him, can he do that same thing if he was in the Charlotte Hornets right now? Can he have that same impact then on another team? Because we all know him from passing the ball to Clay.
Right. I brought this up.
Let's talk about it. We know him from making plays and being disruptive on the defensive end, taking charges, making the prolific score on the other team irritated. You get what I'm saying? That's his defense to the game. He not locking in on no KD last 5 minutes of the game, and KD got to score. He got to stop KD from scoring 5-6 buckets in a row for the win. Right. That's what I call lockdown defenders. Now, what he do is very honorable. It's very respectable. You know what I'm saying? 3-4-time champion. I lost count. They done won so many. But as far as you saying you the best, man, hey, man, we got to talk about this, man.
That's the part. When you have to tell people you're the best, doesn't that say something? Like, you shouldn't have to tell people. People who watch the game, who know, they'll just say, man, that's one of the best defenders, or he's a great defender. When you have to say it or self-proclaim it, does it take something away from it?
Nah, see, because me, look, I played the game, man. I know what type of time it is right now. You know, it's contract year. You know, defense, they trying to get rid of the defense. You know, he the last of the dying breed of it, man. So him shooting that, saying it, man, it just pretty – it looked to me on the outside looking in like, this my way to let it know, man, hey, man, I'm the best in the game right now. Hey, man, y'all got to understand we still need this on these teams. That's how I looked at it. But when he said that ever did it, no, nah, come on, man. I'm speaking up for not the generation that was before me, but my generation. Because I had to stick so many prolific scores, man, like the Wades, the Browns, the KDs, the Vince Carters. That was my assignment the whole game. You get what I'm saying? I don't know too many centers that's in the game that's nice in the caliber for me defending the caliber players that I was defending. So, you know, I got to say something. You get what I'm saying?
No,
My 2010 year, I had to play Wade, Carter, Bron, and Cole.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, man, when somebody say that, man, come on, man, somebody got to stamp you and say that. You can't just bust out saying that. Let it even feel better. Like, I'm sitting at the crib minding my own business, and rest in peace, late Kobe Bryant, man. Bitch, big respect on that name. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I look at that like people in that type of caliber got to stamp you. You get what I'm saying? Nobody could just bust out and just say they said, and I ain't never saw nobody else do it. You see what I'm saying?
I think, too, Tony, because Draymond, I believe, would say, well, look, I guard 1 through 5. That separates me from a lot of other guys. But I don't think he could guard 1 through 5 back in the day.
Right. There are no centers.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
like, there aren't any centers today that's going to punish you down there.
None whatsoever. All of them shooting threes. You judging this from defending the perimeter, going to grab long, loose rebounds, man. I'm talking about try doing that with guys like Z-Bo, who – you get what I'm saying? These guys got to come out and say that, man. Guys who you know finna automatically give you 25 and 15. These are the guys that got to come out and say that, man. The all-stars.
The all-time greats, right. No
doubt
about
like
it.
I'd rather that come from that than me just, you know, we getting on our device and just listening to, you know, or looking at our old YouTube highlights or something, and then just busting out saying, yeah, I'm the best player that ever did this. Who won the bag to dip? It's going to be Tony Allen, the grandfather. I'm going to say something because I love defense. That's how I fed my family. You get what I'm saying? I didn't have a pretty jump shot. I was athletic. I hurt myself, and I had to figure it out. So now, once I figured it out, I said, you know what? I watched too much film for me to be – getting buckets put on me. That was how I came about. That's how I fell in love with defense. But, you know, he in his wave right now. You can't knock it, but we can talk about it.
Nah, man, look,
no
we
doubt.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Tony.
Great insight, my man. And thank you, Tony. We appreciate it, bro.
Yes, appreciate
love,
it.
Love, man. Anytime.
All right, man. That's the great Tony Allen on the iCouple. All right, Trash Talk is next. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Get a refresh with your refund during Maaco's tax season event for expert paint and collision repair. Use our contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, fix. Uh-oh, better get Maaco. Visit Maaco.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right. Are you ready, Chris? Here we go. Let's kick it off with Travis in Fort Worth. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing Skip Bayless' contract. So, first and foremost, I do want to say that I respect everything that y'all do, what he's done for that lane. But I think it's gotten to a point where when it comes to that show specifically, and, you know, I'm speaking for myself, of course, it's gotten to a point where I feel like Shannon drives the show, you know. I don't know if this part is true. I think now his contract was like the biggest of everybody in that field. And I know a whole bunch of other people, you know, we watch because we can't wait to hear what Shannon got to say. And
right.
At one point in time,
you're going a little long. You got to go on a little long there. That's,
yeah. All right.
You got,
bro,
your point across. I got you. We let you talk. No doubt about it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Max in Georgia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max? Who you trashing?
I'm trashing the association.
you've got the opportunity right now to get back some fans and get back the viewership ratings that you've been desiring. The NBA used to mean the National Basketball Association, but over the last year and really the last decade, it's been the National Braun Association. For the last decade, most of people have been fooled thinking this guy's Batman, but in reality, he's Robin. Wade and Kyrie both had Batman skills and finisher clutch moments in the NBA Finals. For me, don't forget, Love and Bosch were not chopped liver. Please consider showcasing and promoting the young talent that's around the league, like Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, those type of guys. As in the words of the great Steve Smith Jr., ice up. We'll see you in a couple weeks, LeBron.
All right. It might be 6 weeks or 2 months.
He might be more anti-LeBron than you, Rob.
You know what, Max? There's something I do like about him. Let's go to Tony in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tony, who you trashing?
Yo, what up, fellas? Hey, y'all know it's a reason why Michael Jordan fired on Steve Kerr. Y'all know that now, looking at the last couple of days. But anyway, I'm trashing the Nets. These are three reasons why they won't win. Kyrie Irving is undependable. He actually making Kendrick Perkins look like a prophet. He out here looking like Benny Hinn, Creflo Dollar, or John Hagee or somebody. The second reason they won't win is James Harden. I blame James Harden for Deshaun Watson. James Harden knew Deshaun had a fetish, and instead of helping him, James dropped $1 million at the strip club and then forced a trade out of Houston and left his boy hanging. He ain't right. And the third reason is Mike D'Antoni. What has Mike D'Antoni won? Mike D'Antoni is like a hangnail, a ringworm, athlete's foot. How about that blackhead that just oozes out pus of mediocrity? Mike D'Antoni, if he opened up a deli shop, he needs to name a sandwich after himself and call it Mike Baloney.
My man, there he is, there Tony is in L.A. Tony.
All right.
Not bad, Tony. Good job. Mace in San Diego, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Uh-oh.
And you know what, Chris, we got to figure out who is
somebody
he trashing,
from
Mace?
1975.
Somebody from 1964. Who are you trashing, Mace?
You two are not that far off because this week's victim was near the bottom of my file cabinet. Former NBA center John Contract.
Oh, my God.
John Contract. This former NBA center for the Atlanta Hawks signed a 6-year, $13 million deal in 1989, only to go down as one of the worst contract extensions in NBA history. In 11 NBA seasons, this bum averaged 4.5 points a game and only 4.9 rebounds in his career. Just to put that into perspective, Greg Ostertag, the sorry former center for the Utah Jazz, averaged a measly 4.6 points a game. How is that possible that sorry Greg Ostertag had a better scoring average? That is embarrassing. I certainly hope that you saved all that money you made during your pathetic NBA career. And here's an idea. You and Greg Ostertag should invest in a boat. Unfortunately, the two of you are not worthy of getting a luxury yacht. You need something that pertains to your personality, something that is more suitable to your caliber, a type of boat that's going to be affordable. And with that being said, the two of you should invest in buying a dinghy.
Wow. John Contract. Half our listeners probably don't even know who John Contract is.
Yeah, but that was one of the best nicknames. Let's go quickly to Hank.
Yeah, that was.
In Virginia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Hank?
I'm trashing Roy Williams, and John Contract played center for SMU, just to let you know. I know who
okay.
he is.
Okay. Remember John Contract.
Roy Williams,
yep.
Every year, dude, we get the same, you know, crying at the end of another disappointing loss. Look, if I coach Carolina, I can recruit there. You get Jordans, people. All your gear is Jordans. That's all you need to do to recruit to Carolina. And they constantly underachieve. You know, it's the same tears every year. He's Buzz Droopy. You know, he's another one of these cartoon characters. I'm happy. And my team loves. I love these kids. It's every year the same thing with Roy Williams. Most underachieving coach at a major program in the history of college basketball.
Wow. There you go.
Wow. That's saying a lot.
I hear you, North Carolina. Is that it, Rob G? I think I don't see any more calls. All right, Chris.
Go ahead and do your trash talk, Rob.
Well, I just trashed the NBA, the Las Vegas, for finally saying the Nets are the favorites. I just think, Chris, they are the favorites. And even before LeBron went down, just the firepower, what they have coming, They got Blake now there as well, Blake Griffin. When I look at that team, they play middle-of-the-road defense. And as, you know, we keep talking about the arms race and that they just have firepower, man. It's going to be hard to beat them 4 out of 7.
Yeah, I think the only team that can beat them is themselves.
I agree.
And they could
that.
Beat themselves.
I agree.
If Durant's not healthy or if Kyrie, you know, has some issues or whatever.
If he
takes
up family time during the finals, that might be a problem.
Right. You know, but they're, I mean, that's it. If they're healthy, everybody's engaged, and the Lakers, the Clippers, the Jazz, the Bucks, whoever is engaged, I'm going, come on, Brooklyn? I mean, KD got to be himself, but
right, but if KD, if they get KD, Chris, they're not losing now. How will they lose with him?
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.